The first known reaction to the September 11th attacks was recorded by a French film crew documenting life at Ladder Company 1.
Oh, shit!
It was an expletive uttered in disbelief by firefighter Stephen Olson. He related that moment to VOA.
At that point, I didn't know for sure that it was a terrorist attack, but I knew something was wrong because there was nothing wrong with the plane and it flew right in there. And the more I thought about it, then I realized, you know, we're under attack.
By the time the second plane hit, Olson says he was in the North Tower pulling people out of the building. He said the building began to shake violently, throwing people around like rag dolls with hurricane force winds and extreme heat. Ladder Company 1 did not lose any firefighters on September 11th, but Olson says many of them are coming down with cancer, possibly in connection with subsequent recovery efforts at Ground Zero.
We're trying to keep on top of our health, trying to make sure that we're going to be all right. But, it's scary. We're almost like sitting here waiting our turn, you know, to see who's going to be sick next.
Olson says he saw a lot of disturbing things that day. People jumping from the towers, piles of bodies, and other horrors that haunt him to this day.
For me, I'm still living the raw ugliness. I still live it. I live it almost every day. I have flashbacks, bad dreams. I can't sleep at night. I'm always anxious. It hasn't stopped for me.
New firefighters at Ladder Company 1 have replaced most of those who worked there 9 years ago. On this, the 9th anniversary, they remembered those who died. Station Chief Michael Vindigny recalled a biblical psalm during a ceremony at the station.
My help comes from the Maker of heaven and earth. We believe that the Almighty asks us to be human helpers with Him as we seek to make this a better world for all people.
New York City firefighters are closely associated with the attacks as witnesses and participants in history. More than 325 firefighters and paramedics gave their lives that day, and others continued to suffer various physical and emotional consequences. But they say they all remain committed to making the world a better place. Peter Fidinski, VOA News, New York.